In 1789, something happened that changed the world forever. A revolution. A cry for liberty. A promise of equality. But beneath the slogans, something far darker was unfolding. Because the French Revolution was not just political, it was spiritual. A movement against Christendom itself. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X. The links for both of those are also in the description. Before the Revolution, France was known as the eldest daughter of the Church. Its kings were crowned in sacred ceremonies. Its laws were shaped by the Catholic faith. Its society, though imperfect, was ordered towards God. Christ was not just worshipped privately, he was recognized as king of the nation. But something had been building for decades: the Enlightenment. Thinkers like Voltaire and Jean-Jacques Rousseau rejected tradition, hierarchy, and ultimately the authority of God. They promoted a radical idea that authority comes not from God, but from the people. Man would no longer submit to truth, he would define it. At first, the revolution seemed political, but it quickly became something else, a purge. During the Reign of Terror, thousands were executed, including the king, Louis XVI, and his queen, Marie Antoinette. But it didn't stop there. Because the revolution wasn't satisfied with removing rulers, it wanted to remove God. Churches were desecrated, religious orders were suppressed, priests were forced to swear loyalty to the state or be killed. In Paris, Notre Dame Cathedral was transformed into a temple of the Goddess of Reason, a mockery of the faith. And in the region of the Vendée, tens of thousands of Catholics were slaughtered for resisting the revolution. Men, women, and children killed not for politics, but for their faith. The French Revolution did something no previous conflict had done. It attempted to build a society without God, no divine authority, no Christ as king, only the will of the people. This was the birth of the modern world, a world where religion is private, truth is subjective, and authority comes from below. We are still living in the aftermath of 1789. The ideas unleashed in the revolution didn't stay in France. They spread across Europe and then the world. Today, we see the results. A society that has forgotten God, a world that has lost its soul. The French Revolution promised liberty, equality, and fraternity, but what it delivered was something else: chaos, violence, and spiritual emptiness. Because when man tries to build a world without God, he doesn't create paradise, he creates ruin. 1789 was not the beginning of freedom, it was the death of Christendom. Until my next video, God bless.